In some cases, they call him I Shen online, you know, sort of holy eye or I God. I don't know what the right translation would be, but...
I Shen, which is like Venus or something, like the god of love. Basically, they consider him a god.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous description in China.
A holy man? A god? Who are they talking about? A danger to society? A description of an artist. Perhaps the most famous Chinese artist, certainly most famous outside of China, Ai Weiwei. He's known for his political activism. He's known for the design of the Bird's Nest Stadium for the Beijing Olympics, an event he grew to hate and a stadium he grew to publicly loathe. He's known for what's called the quick controversial gesture, a euphemism for his art project giving the finger to Tiananmen Square, the Eiffel Tower, to the White House.
Weiwei wants to slap you in the face. He wants to shock you. So when you see Weiwei taking a Neolithic pot and ceremoniously dropping it in front of the camera, he's saying, I love the culture, but I want to break from that line. I want something new.
That's New York gallery owner Ethan Cohen. Another famous piece from Ai Weiwei is called Remembering. It used 9,000 backpacks to spell out the words, she lived happily for 7 years in this world. Think about it. It was constructed in the aftermath of the 2008 earthquake in China after approximately 9,000 young students were trapped in shoddy government-constructed schools and killed. Ai Weiwei is the subject of a new documentary. You've heard just a couple of clips from it there, called Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry. The director of the film is Allison Clayman, and she joins us in the studio today. Allison, first of all, thanks for joining us.
It's so exciting to be here today. Thank
Congratulations on this film. I mean, this is a fascinating film to watch because you have a character who is both brilliant and incredibly brave. What did you come to this project with as an idea?
Well, what's kind of amazing, I mean, I really kind of lucked into meeting Ai Weiwei and being kind of gift-wrapped the opportunity to film him. I went to China after I graduated from college in 2006, so I was already there for a few years before I first heard of Ai Weiwei. My roommate was curating an exhibition of his for a local gallery, and she asked if I wanted to make a video to accompany the show.
So you were out trying out your Chinese, trying out your college degree in China, getting used to the culture.
Well, I actually hadn't studied China or Chinese in college.
Okay.
I studied history, and I did a lot of radio journalism, actually, and my goal was to become a journalist and maybe one day make a documentary film, and the first step I took was just go abroad. I ended up going to China with a friend who's going to see the film this weekend. She had family in China, and she brought me along, and that's why I ended up staying there. So I wish I could say I had this like feeling about China or I knew who Ai Weiwei was and that's why I went there. But I actually just kind of went there for adventure.
He really seemed to want to tell you things. I mean, there's a story right at the beginning about cats. Can you just describe that story, that little bit of wisdom that he sort of hands out so informally but so powerfully?
Well, describing his own studio and his life, I mean, it's one of the things you can't help but notice when you visit him in his home studio in Beijing. There's dozens and dozens of cats. He says over 40 cats. There's also some dogs, too. He tells the story of how he has one cat who's able to open the door.
And the cat jumps up and actually grabs the doorknob.
Yeah, it's more, you know, I had a cat who could, like, push a slide door open, but this is, like, actually leaping up and turning the handle and then kind of sauntering out. And he talks about this cat and says, you know, he's the only one. I mean, think about it. We have 40 cats. They all watch us do the same thing, but he's the only one who thinks to do it. And then even one step further, you know, humans and cats, I guess humans can open doors too, but the difference is a cat will never close it behind him.
Does he think of himself as the one cat in the art world in China who can open a door to this political controversy that made it so difficult for others to get access to him?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm not sure if he meant it when he was telling that story, but I do think that for him, it is all about leaving that door open. For him, you know, he is an incredibly successful, world-famous artist who does have a lot of recognition, and he's good at self-promoting, but the entire sort of project is really about engaging more people, bringing more people into the conversation, having a better future.
Let's hear his voice here. This is Ai Weiwei from the documentary Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry.
I realize this is a core value for artists, to fight for your rights and to clearly express who you are and to again and again to emphasize on that.
here's a man with extraordinary appetites. What was it like to hang around him?
Well, that's one of the reasons, you know, I felt like it was a good time to be around him. I mean, he has a very big presence. He can be intimidating, you know, if he chooses to be. But on the other hand, he does have this sort of zest for life. He always likes new things. He wants to kind of also keep things lighthearted a lot of the time, which I think is also when people kind of use the word dissident with him, I think that that's something that makes him a particularly appealing one because he really does utilize humor and, you know, he does kind of want to put people at ease.
One of the things that struck me in watching this film is that he lives under the communist dictatorship of China, which we don't think about as having freedom. But yet he's managed to carve for himself an extraordinary level of artistic freedom. How did you reconcile those two things visually in this film?
Well, that was something that was really important, that I thought that's what the film was about, really. I thought this isn't about, you know, the censorship, the repression. This is about how people find those spaces to operate within this culture, how a little bit of courage, a little bit of, like, guts is enough to accomplish so much in China. You know, once he was detained by authorities last year, and his life has been actually kind of on a worse trajectory since then, it was kind of unfortunate because it also has this sort of startling reminder of that side of China. Mm-hmm. But for me, you know, I thought all those years working on it, for sure, I was like, this is going to subvert people's expectations. They're going to think, you know, you say something, you tweet something, you blog something, and all of a sudden, like, there's a knock on your door. And it's not quite like that, you know? And there are a lot of people there, and not just a world-famous artist. You know, there's a lot of people who are interested in pushing the boundaries.
Congratulations, Alison Klayman, director of the new documentary on the artist Ai Weiwei. Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry. Thanks so much.
Thank you.